take your Bibles, turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 27. We'll read this passage responsively. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 27. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. And let's finish on verse 27 together. Ready? In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much, Lord, to hear these great people of yours sing and lift the ceiling here is just tremendous. And yet to hear them read your words aloud back to you, how incredible it must be to heaven, because we know how wonderful it is here. But in just a moment, our preacher is going to come preach to us. Father, please change us so that we could go out and reach a dying world for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
After a song like that, I want to spike something, like a football. You just want to take it and just jam the ball, no matter what the penalty, you know, no matter what you're going to get charged for doing it, because that's exactly what Calvary did. Thank you, thank you, thank you, girls. Earlier, we read the story a little bit. It was the story of the life of the Apostle Paul. Boy, what he went through. Amazing what he went through. Let me remind you of just a little bit of it. I'll read to you again from 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. You don't have to turn to it, but let me see if I can find it here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The Bible tells us this. I think starting in verse number 23, the Bible says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, and labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. I hope you realize this is the Apostle Paul. And Paul's talking about what he went through and the difficulties that he faced. Actually, Paul had a pretty rough road to travel on, no doubt about that. It talks about shipwreck. They beat him with sticks, and they beat him with a cat of nine tails, and they put him in prison, and he faced shipwreck. And the Apostle Paul had a very, very rough road in his Christianity. Now, a rough road, it could either make you or it could break you. And here's the thing. It made Paul, because that was Paul's choice. Paul said, I've got a rough road. I'm going down a rough road. It seems like life is tough to me, but I plan to let it make me. I'm not going to let it destroy me. And that is exactly what Paul did. Paul faced every hardship. They did not stop him. He just kept on going. I'll tell you a story. Tonight, I call my sermon, Rise to the Top. There were two farmers, and they took both truckloads of potatoes to market. Farmer number one, he took the smooth road to the market. He had in the back of his truck many bushel baskets of potatoes that he'd picked on his potato farm. But he took the smooth road to market. It was nicely paved. There were no bumps. There were no holes in the road. It was even. It was easy. And it was a flat road. Farmer number two, he took the rough road. He had his truck. It, too, was filled with potatoes from his potato farm. Bushel baskets of potatoes in the back of his truck. But he took the rough road. It was slow going. It was very rough. It was bumpy. It was uneven, it was not so easy, and it was far from flat. Both had identical trucks. Jamie Roseman, it was a Ford truck. Where are you at? It was a Ford truck. He's giving me a hard time about my truck the other day. These men both had Ford trucks. They were identical potatoes, by the way. Idaho potatoes. They had an identical weight or quantity of potatoes, 5,000 pounds. Both agreed that when they got to market, they would sell their potatoes at the very same price per pound. So you got one man, same truck, same number of potatoes. He takes the smooth road. You've got another man, same truck, same number of potatoes. He takes the rough road to get to the market. Both agreed to sell to the market for the very same price. When farmer number one arrived, that's the man that took the smooth road. They gave him $1,000 for his potatoes. When farmer number two arrived, they gave him $1,200 for his potatoes. This was a guy that had driven on the rough road. Now, farmer number one, that's the fella that only got $1,000. That's the fella that took the smooth road. He asked, why in the world did that other guy get $200 more than I? We had identical trucks. We had identical weight and potatoes. What in the world happened? And this is what the market keeper said. Sir, you took the smooth road. When you arrived, your potatoes were in the baskets just as you loaded them. The other farmer, he took the rough road. When he arrived, his potatoes had sorted themselves inside their own baskets. He started out the same way you did, with unsorted potatoes. But every bump he hit caused the potatoes to shift. Eventually, all the small potatoes went to the bottom of the basket. The medium potatoes stayed in the middle of the basket. And the big potatoes, they worked their way to the top of the basket. You see, the rough road had separated the small potatoes from the big ones. And that's why he's already sorted his potatoes. We're giving him $200 extra. May I tell you something, folks? Those of you, you say, Brother Owens, it seems like my life right now is on the rough road. Well, hang in there. God's sorting your potatoes. Yeah, God's sorting your potatoes. And let me tell you what God's doing. Some of you, you're on the rough road, and what God is doing, He's bringing the big potatoes to the top. I want you, through this rough time in your life, I want you to rise to the top like the big potatoes. That's what I want you to do. I want to talk to you about that tonight. Rise to the top, or you can call it the potato sermon if you want to. But I've gone down some rough roads in life, and I wouldn't trade them for anything in the world. I want to be an encouragement to you tonight. I look around this great auditorium, this sea of faces. I'll tell you what I see. I see a lot of people who have been down some really rough roads in your life. You've had some tough times. So not everything's been smooth. You say, Brother Owens, it's not been a smooth road here lately. And I look out at those faces, and oh, I wish you knew. I wish you knew when I sat in my office, and I wish you knew what when people walk into my office through my counseling line. I wish you knew what they faced. I just wish you knew. But let me tell you something. Those of you been having some tough times, God's sorting your potatoes. God's not forgotten about you. Oh, God's not taking His eye off. You say, Brother Owens, it's so hard right now. Okay, you're on a bumpy road. You hang in there, baby. God's not done yet. Something's happening. God has a purpose. There is a reason why you're on that bumpy road. Now, let me see if I can help you with this thought. First of all, the rough road sometimes is unavoidable. Sometimes a rough road is unavoidable. You might say, Brother Owens, my parents didn't rear me in the church. So I have made so many mistakes in life. There are so many things that I have done to my life, and I didn't even know I was destroying my life or hurting my life. Okay, I understand that. So you started out rough, and you were not reared under preaching like our young people are reared under. You don't have some of those luxuries of truth in your background or in your youth. Don't you give up. There's a reason why you're on that bumpy road. I want you to rise to the top. It was a bumpy road, but you hang in there. Many of you have made mistakes and you didn't even know any better. You look back and say, Brother Owen, you would not believe how often people say to me, Brother Owen, I wish I would have heard that sermon you preached 50 years ago. I wish I would have heard that sermon back when I was a teenager. People say to me, keep on preaching to the young people, Brother Owens. You could spare them a lot of heartache and a lot of broken hearts, and I believe that. But if your life has been bumpy, sometimes it's unavoidable. You didn't choose to be reared the way you were reared. You say, Brother Owens, I just got saved. And it started out, it's rough for me. This thing of being in the church and the preaching and the changing my life, it's a little bit bumpy. It's a rough road. I know that. But trust me on something. God's trying to get the big potatoes to rise to the top. You hang in there. You say, I was not reared in the right kind of church. You see, there are all sorts of people. They've gone to church, but they didn't have the right kind of a pastor. They didn't have the right kind of church. Preacher didn't get up and tell them how to live their life. Preacher got up and they just played some religious game. He didn't tell them God was watching. He didn't warn them about sin and what sin would do. It was just an occupational choice for him instead of a calling. They didn't use the Bible as their guide. He said, Brother Owens, I was around religious things, but I'm never really right with God. Hang in there. It may be a bumpy road, and maybe it was a little unavoidable at the start, but God's not forgotten about you. You know, sometimes God allows us to take a rough road. Sometimes God allows us some bumps in the road. Sometimes we cause it. I think the bumpiest part of my road is always because of me. I mean, I caused me a lot of bumps in the road. But every bump that we take, God's shifting our potatoes. And He's trying to get the big potatoes to come to the top. Have hope. The rough road is sorting your potatoes, and God wants you to rise to the top. And sometimes, folks, you say, Brother Owens, my life has been rough, but the truth is, way back in history, somebody else caused my road to be rough. Maybe it was a mate in the past. Maybe it was somebody in your past, and you say, they just shook me for everything I was worth, Brother Owens, and they kind of ruined part of my testimony. I understand that. And let me come to you and apologize to you that happened. But hey, it does not have to destroy you. You got shook up real bad in the past, and it wasn't your fault, or it was unavoidable, or you didn't know any better. You hang in there, because all the shaking is God trying to do something with your life. So the rough road sometimes is unavoidable. Secondly, sometimes the rough road takes a little longer. You know, the speed bumps of life may slow you down, but speed bumps also keep you safe. They'll keep you safe. You say, oh, Brother Owens, how long is it going to be rough? Maybe until God gets your potatoes sorted. Maybe until God gets your potatoes sorted. I'll be honest with you. Before I came here, I had it made. I had it made. I had my wife and I. We had a beautiful home. We had all the luxury. And we just basically had everything we would have ever wanted before we came here. And we had to come here and we had to kind of start over again. But let me tell you something about it. I don't regret it one little bit. It gets to be a little bit of a bumpy road, but that's okay. Have you ever heard anyone say Rome was not built in a day? Well, neither is a successful life. And you're going to face some bumps in the road, and sometimes those bumps slow you down a little bit, but those bumps also will keep you safe in life. And so you say, Brother Owens, it's been a bumpy road, and I'm not making the progress I want to make. You just keep on going. You stay on the road. You keep on going because God's doing something in your life. Some of you need to face it. The rough road has slowed you down some. And some of you are going to have to be patient with us. As you're growing in the Lord, you're going to have to be patient. You won't get to teach a Sunday school class overnight. You won't get to sing in the choir overnight. You won't be singing specials behind this pulpit overnight. You may not get a position in the church just like that. Why? It's been a bumpy road. It slowed you down a bit. You've got to brush up your testimony. You've got to learn how to live and how to walk and how to draw, how to talk and how to dress. There's some things you need to learn because it's been a bumpy road and you've had a few setbacks. Hey, but you just keep on the road. You just keep on the road. But sometimes a bumpy road, it slows us down a bit, but you just keep going. Number 3, other great people have been on the rough road. A lot of great people have had to take the rough road. I'm thinking of the great missionary, David Livingstone. He was a missionary to Africa. While he was on the field, his wife ended up having to come back to the States and spend a few months, and she died while he was on the field. His wife died. And oh, the pain and the agony. If I had 45 minutes, I could not tell you everything that the great David Livingstone went through, as it was a bumpy road while he was trying to reach the continent of Africa. But he did reach the continent. But it was a bumpy road for him. I think of the great Dr. Lee Robertson, who used to pastor the Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I think of Dr. Robertson, and if you heard some of the stories of what that great man went through, he received a call one day that his daughter Joy was very, very badly sick, and just suddenly his baby daughter passed away. They have a camp that they named after her. It's called Camp Joy. If you've ever heard of Camp Joy, it's a camp named after the preacher's daughter, and that daughter passed away. Hey, Dr. Robertson was serving God. He was out preaching, getting people saved. But for some reason, the road got bumpy on him. But if the road gets bumpy, what do you say? What's God doing? He's sorting your potatoes, getting ready for something bigger and better. I think of Brother Hiles, and I think back when Brother Hiles was being reared, the pastor of the great First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, of many years ago, Dr. Hiles, when he was being reared, his mama took him to church all the time, but his daddy was a drunk. His dad was a drunk. And his daddy would come home and beat his mama and throw fits. I remember him telling the story. But Hiles said he looked out one day. His dad had come home drunk and drove their car right into a tree out front. Fell out of the car, went in the house, cussed his wife, hit his wife, and passed out. But Hiles said, I watched my mama more than one time take those fits of liquor and pour them out and shatter the glass and cry as she did it. He said it was a bumpy road. Yes, it was a bumpy road. He was reared in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas, and he didn't have any food much. He remembered going to Sunday school. I've heard him tell the story. He went to Sunday school, and one morning when he got to Sunday school, a Sunday school teacher sat him on her lap, and she had been talking about how God loves little boys and girls, and Brother Hiles said to her, "Well, ma'am, does God love little boys that don't have shoes?" Because you see, he was so poor, he didn't even have any shoes to wear to Sunday school. While sitting on that teacher's lap, she said, "I think sometimes God loves little boys and girls that don't have shoes more than the others." And that was the day that the love of God came alive in his heart. And if it were not for the bumpy road and no shoes growing up, maybe he wouldn't have turned into the giant of the faith that he was. It was a bumpy road, but that happens. The Apostle Paul, he was bitten by poisonous snakes. It was a bumpy road. Hey, he was shipwrecked. He was attacked and stoned, and he was beaten with sticks. Hey, it was a bumpy road. But the Apostle Paul said, "I'm going to let God sort my potatoes. I'm going to let God sort my potatoes." You think of the road that Jesus took. Those girls so graciously sang of Calvary's touch and what God did and the blood that was shed. If you missed a sermon a week ago Sunday morning about the greatest missionary in history, you need to get a copy of the tape and relive what Jesus Christ went through for you and me. But let me tell you something. Jesus had a rough road. It was a bumpy road. Hey, let me tell you somebody I admire. It's Mo Payton. Hey, Mo, you're somebody. You're somebody. Mo Payton is a great lady, married to a man that was not interested in the things of God. And for 30-plus years, this church prayed. And he probably wasn't the easiest guy in the world to live with. And the lifestyle that he lived was hard and negative and rough. But Mo hung in there. Hey, and the day before Bill Payton died, he got born again. Why? Because Mo Payton said, "It's a rough road, but I'm going to stay on the road. I'm not going to quit." I admire that. Charles Spurgeon said, "Many men owe the grandeur of their lives to their tremendous difficulties." See, bumps are like the rungs of a ladder. You use them to climb up to success. What are you doing with your bumps? Whining? Feeling sorry for yourself? You listen to me. It's a bumpy road. But you've got to realize what is happening in your life is God is sorting your potatoes. That's all He's doing. It's a bumpy road, and the rough road sometimes is unavoidable, and sometimes it takes a little longer. But the rough road, it's been traveled by many great people in history. Hey, number four, when you're on the rough road, watch where you're going. Watch where you're going now. When you're on that rough road and things are going tough, keep your eyes on the Savior. You got to keep aimed right. When you get on a rough road, if you're not careful, you'll get to looking at circumstances. You say, well, Brother Owens, under the circumstances, let me tell you something. What are you doing under those circumstances? You get on top of those circumstances. God's in control. God knows what's going on in your life. God has not forgotten about you. You see, when you're on the rough road, you gotta keep your eyes on the road. Watch the road. My son Jeremiah and I were talking one day, and I said, well, son, looks like a bump in the road. And this is what he told me. He said, Dad, it's just a bumpy road. You know something, folks? That is life. It is a bumpy road. Learn from your ride on this road, folks. Learn from it. Some of you, you got off track, and you're on a bumpy road because of yourself. You better learn the lessons that God wants you to learn so you don't take a wrong turn again. There's some of you to this day, you're paying for the fact that you took a wrong turn somewhere along the way. And it's pretty bumpy. Well, in God's holy name, don't you take a wrong turn again. You learn your lesson from taking a wrong turn, and every bump that comes, don't become negative about it. Realize, all right, I'm here, it happened, I'll take the bump, I'll let it sort my potatoes, I'll get on top of this thing, and I won't turn off that road again. Don't become bitter. Become better. Don't become bitter. Become better. Watch for the road signs of instruction while you're on that bumpy road. I love this. I was thinking about this earlier. I think a Christian is a lot like a tea bag. You're not worth much until you go through some hot water. Oh, yeah. You see, it's a bumpy road. And the rough road is sometimes unavoidable. And sometimes it takes a little longer on the rough road. But other great people have been on that rough road. They survived it. And they let it make them, not break them. When you're on the rough road, you got to watch where you're going so you're learning your lesson. Number five, when somebody else is on the rough road and you're not, make sure you hope they make it. Hey, if you look over and somebody's over there and their truck's just a bouncing and a hopping all over the place and things are smooth for you right now. Hey, let's cheer for those people that are on the rough road. Whatever you do, don't sit back and hope they fail. You say, are there people like that? Absolutely, there are people like that. They would just love to see somebody that's really living for God. Somebody that stands for something that the critic does not. The critic would love to see him fall. The critic would love to see him crumble under the pressure. Let me tell you, folks, when somebody else is on the rough road, we ought to sit in the grandstands and say, all right, hang in there. You can do it. You can do it. Let me tell you something I love. Up in New York, we took our basketball team up to play the International Baptist Schools. And I got a letter, and I gave a copy of it, I think, to all the coaches and all the players and all the cheerleaders. And this is what they said. Our varsity basketball team, they got beat. I think our volleyball team, they won their game. But our varsity basketball team, they got beat. They got beat pretty severely. But I got a letter from a man up there. He said, Brother Owens, I sat in the stands, and I seen Christianity at its best. He said, I seen your boys down, and I seen them behind in basketball. He said, but I did not notice one little inch of give up in them. Not one inch. He said they knew they were beat and they fought all the way to the end and gave everything they had, even though they knew that game was already over in regard to the points. And I'll tell you something, we need a whole bunch of that in Christianity today. Where you just keep on going. And when somebody is having a tough time, here's what I like about it. I'll guarantee you the reason why the boys are like that is because their coaches, Brother Smith and Brother Doss, are on the sidelines when the boys are down saying, boys, I still believe in you. Keep on going. Keep on going. Tough it out. Suck it up. Make it happen. Play hard. Don't give up. Don't put your tail between your legs and run. Let's make something happen here, fellas. We still got a chance. You say, a chance to win? No. A chance to give your best all the way to the end. And that's what we're supposed to do. And so when somebody's down and they're on the bumpy road, let's cheer for them and let's be for them. Hey, and don't do this stuff. And you hear me say this all the time. Boy, we pass judgment on people. So, something begins to go tough in somebody's life, and you say, well, they've obviously sinned against God. You don't even know his name right. He's not God. He's Jesus. He's God. You think somebody, because a tough time comes their way, that they obviously have sinned. And you tell that to my Savior, who suffered more than any man, and he was perfect and sinless. It just happened to be a bumpy road for him. Let's cheer for those when they have problems. If somebody in our church is having a financial struggle, let's cheer for them. Let's hope that while on the bumpy road, they make it. When somebody's having a hard time with their kids, and you've been hearing me say this for almost 2.5 to 3 years, when somebody's having a hard time with their kids, we're not going to jump on them and make them feel bad and make them feel worthless. They feel bad enough. We all love our kids. We're doing our best to rear them right. But when a child's not turning out right and something's going wrong, let's all cheer for each other. Let's not badmouth each other. Let's not talk bad about each other. I've been around churches, that trashy attitude. If something's going wrong and somebody's child is having a tough time, all the long-tongued gossips in the church are saying, well, have you heard? Well, it didn't work. Well, I guess they don't know what they're doing. You know what you're doing. You may be next. You're going to need some encouragement someday. No, you listen to me. If every child in this church turns away from God, we parents need to sit together and love each other and help each other and encourage each other. Those of you that have little ones, let me warn you, while you've got a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or somebody in first grade, you look at the people that are rearing teenagers and you say, well, my kids, when they're teenagers, they're not going to do that. You better just be careful, because there's a real big difference in a first grader and a 15-year-old. You might find out that what you said's not going to happen is going to happen just because you said it was not going to happen in your arrogance and in your pride. But when somebody else is going through the tough time, folks, we ought to cheer for one another. Why? It's a bumpy road, and if somebody else is facing the bumps of life and you're not, hey, let's be one another's cheerleaders. Number 6, the rough road results in the greatest payment at market. The rough road will result in the greatest payments at market. Jesus, through his suffering, gave you salvation. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Think about it. Think about what we received because of his rough road. Wow. You know, sometimes the rougher the road, the greater the results. Listen to this. Brother Bush dies and is waiting in line at the pearly gates. Ahead of him is a guy who's dressed in sunglasses, a sloppy shirt, and blue jeans. St. Peter addresses this guy, "Who are you, so that I may know whether or not to admit you into the kingdom of heaven?" The guy replies, "I'm Joe Schmo, a taxi car driver up in New York City." St. Pete consults his list. He smiles and says to the taxi driver, "Take this silken robe and this golden staff. You are somebody, and enter the kingdom of heaven." The taxi driver goes into heaven with his robe and his staff, and it is now Brother Bush's turn. He stands tall and booms out, "I am Craig Bush, a preacher for the last 20 years. St. Pete consults his book. He says to Brother Bush, "Take this potato sack robe and this wooden staff, and I guess you can go on into heaven." "Just a minute," says Brother Bush. "Just a minute. That man was a taxi driver, and he gets a silken robe and a golden staff and all that honor? How could that be?" "Up here, we work by results," said St. Pete. "While you were preaching, people slept. While he drove, people prayed." The rougher the road, the greater the payment. Hey, listen, the harder your life, maybe the greater the opportunity for you to be an overcomer and to help people to become overcomers. I'm going to tell you something. This church, in its history, it's had some bumps in the road. It's had some troubles. Some people take the attitude, that's destructive, not me. Whatever's already happened has happened. There's not a thing we can do to change it. But let me tell you something. Every bump that's been suffered by this church in its many-year history, it was God getting ready to exalt this church for something bigger and better. God did not allow a hardship to come to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church to break it. He allowed the hardship to make it. I'll be very honest. In the last couple of weeks, we have suffered six deaths of people that we love here in our church. That's tough. I've not heard of that. Not unless it was some freak accident where, you know, a busload of people maybe, but six people in the last 14 days. Get ready. Evidently, God's sorting our potatoes. Get ready. I've got a feeling God's not going to waste those burdens. God's molding people. God's changing people. God's rearranging people. God's getting people's hearts tender. God's getting people's eyes on Him. God's doing something. Everybody here, you've got burdens. You've got heartaches. You've lost loved ones. Your friends have gone on. You're facing some difficult times. Hey, let's not waste this. Let's be watching what God's doing. What does God want out of this? Get ready, Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Listen to me. Don't look at the bump and get bitter. Don't look away from the bump and act blind to its reality. Look through the bump and see God on the other side. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't get bitter. Don't act blind to the hardship. It's there. We have to face it. You just look right through the bump and you look on the other side and say, you know what? I see my Savior over there. And He's saying, come on. Come on. Keep on going. It's a bumpy road, but you just come on to me. You just come on. We're going to make it through this thing. We've got to go through the bump. It's a bumpy road. Troubles are the tools by which God builds strong human structures. The greatest heartaches in my life, I would not want to go through them again. I did not enjoy them. I'll tell you this. I would not exchange the results for anything. When I was facing them, I did not see what God was doing. I was blind. I was hurt. I was beat up while I was going through my heartaches. But I'll tell you, I'm glad I kept on going because I could see God on the other side. And when I arrived there, I realized God was not trying to do something to me. God was doing something for me. And if it took heartache to get me where God wanted me, so be it. Because it's very happy on the other side of the bump. And God can use you in a greater way. And so some of you say, Brother Owens, I face bump after bump after bump after bump. What an honor. God is about to sort your potatoes and you're going to rise to the top. And God's going to do something great with your life. What an honor. God has chosen you to go on the bumpy path so He can get you ready to do something great for Him. You know something? I like this. Once you know the rough road, you can become a road guide. If you can handle the bumpy road, then you can be a bumpy road tour guide. You can help others on the rough road. Somebody needs to get your eyes off yourself.
Wow, it's so hard for me. It's hard on me. Nobody likes me. What's happening to me?
Maybe something's happening to you because God's training you to help somebody other than you. Maybe it's really not all about you. Have you stopped to consider that? Maybe God is preparing you to help somebody else. And you're slowing down the preparation because of your self-centered thinking, even about your burden. Could you find it in your heart to say, God, if I've got to go through a tough time so I can help somebody else, God, I just happen to love people enough that if I got to get bumped around a little, okay. But if it'll make me able to help somebody, I'll take the bumpy road. Rough roads. Some of you right now, you're at Rough Road Tech. You're in the College of Hard Knocks. You're learning it the hard way. But God is training you to be a specialist to those with heartaches. You just don't know what God's doing. You just stay on that road and you hang tight to that steering wheel and you say, I'm not going to let the devil buck the steering wheel out of my road. God's not trying to do something to me. He's doing something for me and He's going to use me to help other people, and it's a bumpy road, but He's sorting my potatoes, and I want to be a big potato, so I'm going to bounce to the top of the basket. Anybody can travel the smooth road. Yeah, anybody can. Brother Brad, I'm going to use this microphone. Anybody. Anybody can travel the smooth road. That's why I'm scared to death for our young people in this generation. Oh, spoiled, rotten. Don't have to do anything for themselves. Every mom and dad out there, who half of them, they haven't even really suffered in life. The moms and dads say, I wouldn't want my kids to go through what I've been through. What you need to do is go back to the generation that went through the time where there was a Great Depression here in America, and find out what suffering is really all about. Some of you were born in the 60s and you think, I don't want my kids to suffer. Those of you born in the 60s and 70s don't understand what suffering really is. We're spoiling our kids rotten. Our kids can get on the slightest bumpy road and you run into the school and throw a fit with the teacher and the principal and say, this just can't happen to my little baby. Your little baby's going to turn out to be a twerp if you're not careful. If mommy's going to run to his aid every time he gets a boo-boo, he's going to turn out to be sissy britches. Some of you need to let your kids grow up and go through some tough times. And some of you men need to say amen, even though you henpecked and mama's sitting right there beside you. Wow, we've got effeminate boys everywhere. Every time you turn around and somebody's trying to defend them and take care of them, you listen to me. My mom and dad never went to the school one time to defend me. And I'm not sticking up for Brother Bush. You can beat him up if you want to. And he's not come to me with any complaint. What I'm here to tell you is this. If we're not careful, folks, we're going to spare our children from the bumpy road. And if most of you would be honest, it has been the bumpy road that makes you tough enough to take life. We want to give them everything on a silver platter. Pay for all the clothes that they want. Give them their room and their television and their telephone and all the money that they want. And pay for their car and their car insurance. Well, I got news for you. My daddy didn't pay for that stuff. And I might not have turned out exactly right, but I didn't do so terribly bad that they're ashamed of me today. My wife does not have to support me. Food stamps are not supporting me. I know how to get up and go to work. I know how to work when I'm sick. I know how to keep on going. I know how to work hard. But we're spoiling our kids rotten. We wouldn't want them to take the bumpy road, would we? You look at people that are truly successful, and it's been a bumpy road. God may be trying to support you. He's probably trying to sort your kids' potatoes. Mama's in there saying, well, let me sort these for you, honey. Let me sort these for you, honey. Anybody can travel the smooth road. We need to be careful. Want to be a bunch of softies. Well, I'd serve God as long as it's not hard. I'll take a stand at work as long as it doesn't cost me anything. Smooth road Christian. Softie. Coward. Is it hard to walk with your tail between your legs? I'd stand up to some of my friends as long as they don't tease me, mock me, or say something bad about me. Tell that to Stephen, who got stoned because of his stand. Tell you what, we need some young people who are not afraid to stand for God. We need some young people. I tell you, we had better rear a generation of young men that go out to be preachers that have some courage about them. I'm very glad that my preacher was not lock-lipped. My preacher, when I was a young man, I would sit right down near the front row. My preacher would stand up there. He'd throw a fit. He'd start kicking things around. He'd say, right is right and wrong is wrong. And if you're not doing right, God's going to judge that. And I am so glad that my preacher did not have lace on his underclothes. I am so glad that my preacher said, this is how it's going to be. This is how the church is to be ran. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to walk. This is how we're going to talk. This is how we're going to dress. I'm glad my preacher had some courage. And we need some young men that
to grow up and not be sissified and afraid of the world and afraid of a deacon board and afraid of the long tongue women in the church. We need some young men that say, I'm going to stand up and do right and be a preacher with some courage. And if we don't get it, old America's going to go down the tubes. It's a bumpy road. But those bumps toughen us up. They toughen us up. I tell you what, we need some young ladies. We need a generation of young ladies that are tough enough to stand for God. First time some girl teases you about your Christianity, don't cry around. You'll be okay. There have been women teased before. So scared of your peers. So scared to stand up and say, I'm not going to listen to that. Cowards! No wonder you got women quitting on their marriages by the dozens and millions. They're cowards. What's wrong with us? We don't want the bumpy road, do we? I'll tell you something. Mrs. Owens is one of the sweetest ladies you'll ever meet. Never hear her criticize anybody. She's not negative about people. She's very kind to people. I'll tell you something else. She's one tough gal. One tough gal. Has to be. She's married to me. I'll be honest. I've watched her family members pass away at the rate of about once every 6 months since we came here. She has not blinked. She's not said, well, but honey, maybe we didn't do the right thing by coming here. Maybe all the death and the pain that I'm personally going through is a sign that God's blessing is not on us being here. Not for a moment. You know what she thinks? It's the devil trying to get her down, and he hasn't. Check her spirit. And you're a whiny baby because of one statement I made in a sermon. That long. You're penetrating to the depth of your soul right now. You're leaving the church. We need some ladies that can handle the bumps of life and take it with some dignity and keep on going for God. And if your family teases you or your friends mock you, and you got to stand up and say, I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm changing my life even if I have to do it alone. We need some young men that will stand up and serve God no matter what it takes. Yes, it could get bumpy along the road, but it's not all about you. It's about Him, and I think He's sorting your potatoes. You know, rough road travelers enjoy looking back at the distance that they have traveled. They really do. Smooth road travelers, there was no thrill on the trip, and there's no thrill when you look back. If you wanted to tell me a story about a trip, most of you tell me about the one where you had a flat tire and the whole van was loaded down with all your suitcases, and the way you had to get into your spare tire was to take all your luggage out on the highway and dig all the way to the bottom of that thing so you could switch out your tire. Mrs. Owens and I did that. Got one tire switched. Got a few miles up the road. I had a second flat tire. I wasn't carrying two spares. I could tell you story after story of the rough road. Because you see, if you ever travel the rough road, when you look back and you made it, you say, wow, we made it through that thing. Wow. I like rough road entertainment. When it comes to track runners, I have far more respect for a guy that's running cross country, decathlon, than I do a guy that's racing on a flat track. I like to see the guy that could get hurt while he's running. There's danger out there. If it come down to swimming, if you got somebody in a swimming pool, swimming the length of a pool, I'd rather see a guy swim the English Channel. There's just something about the waves and the pull of gravity and the fact that the water's dirty and there are critters in there. There's something about that that says to me, you know, that's enticing to me. You take motorcycle races. You like to see a flat track motorcycle. You give me motocross with a devil's backbone. Where they're hopping over those hills. They're gearing up, man, and they're whipping around and circles and jumping things. That's what and I'll tell you something. When I look back over life, it's been the tough times. It's a rugged time that seemed to be the greatest blessing. If I had to pick between watching somebody box with boxing gloves on and full contact karate, you give me karate every time. I mean, boxing gloves, they're cushiony. You bleed faster when you're hit with full contact fist karate. I know which one I like. Hey, if it comes to racing, you want to watch drag races on a flat track, you give me monster trucks. Tromping things on the way. Running over the top of things. I've been thinking about getting some great big knobby tires for my truck. Man, I'd like to get that thing up high enough so Mrs. Owens needs a ladder to climb into it. Where's Brother Rogers up there? I might be coming to see you, getting some big knobby tires for my truck. Hey, once you climb a mountain and you look back, it's a wonderful thought. You look back and say, I climbed the mountain. Nobody that walks a smooth path looks back and say, wow! Woo-hoo! No problem! That was easy! That was smooth! No, it's ones that are going, oh, we barely made it. Look at that! Oh, yeah! We made it! Yeah, we made it! When you drag a deer down from the top of the mountain, it's one thing. When you shot him in your backyard, it's another. And I've done both. Let's learn to thank God for the rough road. People who never face tough times usually don't survive during tough times. You're being prepared. You're being prepared. You'd be more like Jesus because of the rough road. Jesus took the rough road for you. I remember Brother Lester Roloff. He got kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention many, many years ago because, 50, 60 years ago, they'd already deteriorated the cooperative program, their liberal schools. Any fundamentalists pulled out of the Southern Baptist Convention a long, long time ago. Brother Roloff got kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention. When he did, you know what he said? Praise God anyhow. And he just kept on going. See, God's good all the time. And even if you're going through a rough time, you ought to praise God. I've got good news for you, though. The rough road will stop. You go the back way into Virginia from my house. You come up through Virginia, and I'm telling you, talk about some nasty road. I'm talking about gravel and rut. And everything, the minute you cross over into West Virginia, it's a smoother road. Now, some of you, you're struggling. You're going through some tough times. You're saying, how long is the road going to last? It'll smooth out. If nothing else, it's going to smooth out when we get to heaven. In heaven, the roads are paved with pure gold. It's going to smooth out. Brother Lowther, it'll smooth out someday. You're on a bumpy road right now, buddy. You just keep on going. It'll smooth out. Mrs. Osherman, Brother Osherman, it'll smooth out. It'll smooth out. Hey, that wife that has a unbearable ex-husband, you can't, for some reason, just can't please him. It'll smooth out. You kids that feel forsaken, it'll smooth out. Hey, Christian, those broken hearts will mend. They may end in this life. I hope so. Probably so. But I'll make you a deal. We only live down here 70, 75, 80 years, maybe 90. But we'll live up there forever. He's just sorting your potatoes right now, trying to use you. The day will come when all of us have the privilege of doing what Bill Payton did this last week. Step on over to the other shore. And when you get to the other side, there ain't no chuck holes in the golden streets. No speed bumps, just as smooth as it can be. But until then, I guess we just need to face it. It's a bumpy road. Let's bow our heads.